This is RSB and the Update, episode 190, recorded Friday, February 6, 2009. I don't know what a homepage is. Hello, everybody. Show's coming to you a little later than usual because Brad had to run out and handle some things. But nonetheless, I've got some people here who are going to make the show an entertaining hour for your enjoyment and my enjoyment alone. First up is Warren, who is also Canadian.
Yo.
And Paul, who I'm sure you all remember. Who likes the number 9. Anyways, so.
Yes.
How are you guys doing this week?
I'm fine, but school is a pain.
Oh, getting ready to quit?
Well, the buses are back soon.
Oh, so that's an excuse not to quit then. Okay, Paul?
I guess. Yeah, it's pretty decent. Had a couple exams this week. Next week, we're going to do a 2-day extension on the weekend, so that'll be nice.
Oh, that's good. What's it called?
I have no idea.
We've got something called Reading Week from the 16th to the 20th.
Reading Week?
Yeah, Reading Week. You're supposed to read, but people take trips to Mexico and stuff. So
yeah, I don't think I'd take off school to read.
Yeah, so I won't be doing that. But anyways, yes, we're going to get this show on the road here. I think I might be starting to catch some sort of virus thing because my eyes are starting to water and I'm having trouble speaking. So if I stop, that's why. So we're just going to cover a few RuneScape things this week. None of them particularly official or that amazing, unless you guys have any things you want to talk about. That's not listed here on the reference list. I guess not. Anyways, yes. First up is the penguin bug. You guys hear about this?
No, I haven't.
Well, what happened was there was a bug with the distraction and diversions penguins that allowed people to get insane amounts of points and either cash them in for GP or XP. There were reports of people getting 91 runecrafting, 99 slayer on a level 3, etc. But Jagex has taken action and banned these people, and they stressed they were not automated bans. They were all applied manually. They also wanted to say that no one had taken action against them just because they happened to be in the area while other people were exploiting the bug. All players affected by this received a punishment in their inbox to say what happened. Warren, did you get that when you got banned?
They didn't tell me what happened. They just said, like, your account has been permanently banned. Sorry. You can make a new account if you want and subscribe to members.
The offenses were reviewed manually.
That's
all offenses should be considered temporary until the review has taken place. Following the review, it's possible that some players may be permanently banned for this. It is likely that some players currently banned may be allowed back into the game with no further action. Sincerely, Mod John H. Oh, and they say that discussing this issue on the forums is not permitted because it concerns private account details. Thus, any threads will be locked without warning. What are you going to say?
Is there anything like that says how it worked, how the bug worked?
No, you know, JX isn't like that. So we're going to have to go through back channels to do that.
Yeah.
But from what I heard, it was following a penguin around and doing some sort of click routine with it. I'm not sure what. So, something along the lines of that. You know, if you want to remain anonymous and you want to tell us how this happened, you can send me a PM on the forums, which is forums.rsbnb.com, or send an email to questions@rsbnb.com, and I won't reveal your identity. Just so we have that. You know it's always fun to play the no identity game, you know? In fact, even if you wanted to send in an audio question, or audio statement about that. I could blur your voice and make you sound like a 12-year-old girl.
I don't think that's needed.
But anyways, yes, so penguins are now fixed, roaming around as they normally should. I saw Bush and Rock this week.
But the only ones I've found so far were at the sawmill. There's been like about three there since started.
The Rock was north of south of Falador. And the Bush was, I forget where the Bush was. I think it was in Ardrogue. But anyways, yes, so penguins. You could get 91 runecrafting in a week, but not fairly. Moving on, post bag number 38. You guys have any favorites?
No, not really.
Okay, Paul?
Not particularly, no.
Yeah.
No, post bags aren't exactly my favorite update.
Somebody wrote to the leprechaun and signed it off with an annoyed farmer. So it's safe to say that this person didn't like farming. I got a good laugh from that one, so take a read at that. Then there's also the wise old arena of death, in which the wise old man talks about math and hitting on monsters. So
hitting on monsters, huh?
Hitting on monsters.
No, must like them quite a bit.
What?
Never mind. Just
oh, okay.
Must like them quite a bit to be hitting on the monsters.
Oh, I get it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get that at first. Warren, did you get that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we can edit this out then.
Apologies.
Jagex has an official Twitter name called Jagex, or Official Jagex. Results are in for the forum focus poll. Most of you don't use the forums much. When you do, it's the marketplace, and you want Avidar picks. You know, they should be using RuneWire for this. Don't you guys agree?
Yeah, but I don't think Jagex really would like to support such a site, and they wouldn't link to it on the forums like they link to this, so there's probably a bigger audience that would see it on Twitter.
Well, they could. Well, we are the Twitter of RuneScape, you know? Well, no, not really. But we could be if we wanted to. There's that open source thing called Lakonica. But that's beside the point. But RuneWire.com, take a look if you're interested. You can post pictures there, which you can't do on Twitter. So, you guys been back to Twitter recently?
No.
Never been.
Wow, you've never had a Twitter
account.
Never
been to Twitter.
Okay.
Hell no. Social networking, bad stuff.
Why is social networking bad?
Because it's cliche. It's kind of, I don't know. I never found the point of it. I had a MySpace account way back in the day. I thought it was
crap.
Did you
have any pictures of it?
Never use it. And then, no. I had it because my friends made me get it.
Oh,
and then I deleted it. Yeah, I said bye-bye to friends, I just deleted it.
Well, anyways...
I never bothered with Facebook or anything, so...
Facebook just turned 5 this week.
Is that old?
Yeah, it is. Speaking of which, we got a poll about social networking. That's a nice transition there. But anyways, I'm going to go through the first question. There's a total of 7 questions, so we're going to have to share here so you guys get the poll up. The first one, which of the following social networking sites do you use? 39%, I do not use any social networking sites. 25% use Facebook. 25% use MySpace. And 11% use other. You know, I'm actually in the other, because I consider RuneWire as another, you know? So... But yeah.
Oh, I've never even heard most of these.
I know. You've heard of Twitter,
some weird
right?
Names.
I know Bebo is popular in Europe. I've not heard of Hives. The only time I've heard of Hives is like when you get Hives like as a rash, you know? Heard of Hive5, haven't heard of Netlog or Tagged. I've heard of Orkut, which I think got killed off by Google, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I think they dropped that.
LiveJournal.
I think they open sourced their software.
Yeah. Zanga. Friends United. I mean, Friends Reunited. 130 votes. Photolog, 83 votes. Skyrock, 65 votes. And way, way down at the bottom, something called Tromby with only 51 votes.
More than half of them probably... the votes came from people who probably just selected everything.
Yeah, well, this was a radio or a combo box vote.
Yeah, that's what...
You could only select one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I was going to say maybe those 39% don't know what a social network is, you know? Because if you're like 11 years old and you're playing RuneScape for the first time, do you know what a social network is? I don't know.
I don't think their parents would let them use one.
Yeah, that's true. Did you have restricted computer use when you were that age, either of you?
I didn't have a computer when I was 9, but when I got the computer, it was never restricted.
Well, that's good. Paul?
No, my parents never restricted what I could look at. And we had dial-up forever anyway. It's not like I could really get anything.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Warren, you're right. That was a multiple-choice vote.
I keep getting emails from High Five because my dad's old girlfriend, I think, wanted me to join it. And so I did, but I never used it. I don't even know what it is.
Interesting.
Unsubscribe.
Okay. Question two, Paul.
How frequently do you visit your favorite social networking sites? I do not use a social networking site is the number one with 10,033 votes with 37%, followed by daily, weekly, several times a day, rarely, monthly, never. Which is kind of to be expected, I suppose.
Based on the first one.
Yeah.
Okay. Not much to say there. Next one, Warren.
How frequently do you update your social networking profiles? 38% don't use the sites, 20% update rarely, and 17% update weekly, 11% update monthly, and then 9% daily, 3% never, and 3% several times a day.
I put several times a day for RuneWire.
Wait, you actually update your profile several times a day?
Well, no, I took it as like adding a post. That's what I took it as.
Oh, I thought it just meant actually literally changing your profile. Like,
no.
You can change your mood on some sites.
Well,
I guess
maybe.
If you put that, then it's several times.
Yeah. I don't know. The question needed to be more clear. Which of the following do you use for the homepage on your computer? Search engine. 27%. Default homepage for my browser, Internet Explorer, Firefox, Safari, 25%, which is funny because, you know, the default homepage for Safari is apple.com, right?
Yeah.
And the default homepage for Internet Explorer is msn.com. I guess that's good if you want to buy lots of Apple products. But
that's a bad homepage.
19% use runescape.com.
Whatever floats your boat.
Yeah, a personalized homepage such as iGoogle. That's what I put because that's what I use. News website, 6%. Social networking site, 2%. I don't know what a homepage is, 2%. 1%.
God.
Games portal. And another 1%, RuneScape fan site. That's saddening for us, you know? If you use RSVB...
What's saddening is people don't know what a homepage is.
Yeah.
How do you not know what your homepage is? Seriously.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, do you keep a blog? 82% say no. I think that this poll is becoming inherently obvious as to the demographic of the RuneScape population. And we've seen this on the site. Like, you know, whenever we try something new, it's not that well taken off. It's always more towards just playing the game, you know? Which is what this poll suggests. Anyways, and by the way, 8% don't know what a blog is. So yeah, that's that. Next question, somebody, Paul?
Do you subscribe to any RSS news feeds? No, one with 48%, followed by I don't know what an RSS news feed is. And yes, last with 10%. I'm in that 10% because RSS is good stuff if you know what to put in it.
What about you, Ward? Warren?
I don't use it.
Oh, okay. Do you know what it is?
No, I don't. What is it?
Well, it all starts out as a plain text file called an XML file, right? And then in this file, you've got a list of definitions as to things that get automatically added onto that page. So they can throw things in like the title, the description, and whatnot. Then you import it into a feed reader, and then it basically lets you read the content of that site without going to the site. So yeah, that's that. And like our podcast is one update.xml file on RSPB update site. Essentially, iTunes is a feed reader in that respect. So that's what RSS is for anybody out there who doesn't know. And then there's finally one other question that Paul skipped. How frequently do you update your blog? 77%, I do not have a blog. And then the other 7%, I do not know what a blog is. So thank you. The RuneScape population is very clear in what they find a useful use of their time in terms of social networking. Anyways, yes. That's all we got for RuneScape updates this week, not that much, so I think we're just going to head straight on to questions now. First one is an audio question from Ricey.
As you may know, Dragon Claws have gone from 250k to over 35 million in a month. However, they have recently been crashing and are currently 28 mil. How far do you think they'll go until they stabilize? And would you consider buying a set yourself? Keep up the good work. Ricey.
So, Claws, what do you guys think?
I thought about it. As soon as Claws started to climb like crazy, I kind of wanted to set at the beginning, like when they were around a mil. I can understand paying for that. As soon as it started to get up higher, I was like, they're going to crash any day now. They're going to crash any day now. And from what I've heard, it's merchant clans have drove the price up so high. They just want to raise their profits so much. And then as of, two or three days ago, I guess they started selling or just said, drop everything you've got, and now they're all selling at 35 mil, and now they're probably all out of it with a huge, nice profit, and everyone else is, they get a nice experience, that nice little decline in economy.
The peak was at about 37.5 mil on February 1st.
I don't see how it could ever get that high. I mean, just the special was good. The special is good. I understand that. But other than that, you're not going to use them for training.
Yeah.
I mean, with the God Sword, you have a good special, well, if you get a good one, and then you can use that for training, and it'll actually work well. With the D Claws, you don't have that. You have the special, and then it sucks for a weapon.
Yeah. Wait, did I test the Claws on you that he loaned me, that Ricey loaned me for a day?
No, you didn't.
Oh, well, I tested it on a group of people, Mike and Chief, that's right. They were there, and they saw why they were worth that much, but really, it's just a classic example of merchanting that went a little too far, and anybody who bought at that price, well, is kicking themselves now. As if you look at the graph, right now they're at 27.8, dropped 10 mil in a matter of 7 days.
A couple days.
So... anyways,
I wanted to buy them when they came out, but eventually it just got at like 1.5 mil. I just gave up because it was tiring, like getting annoyed of updating the thing to max price each day. But I kind of wish I just kept going.
What would you said?
I wish I got interrupted.
What would you have said? This is enough at. Like, this is enough. I'm not buying.
Well, but. I think they came out before Stealing Creation or before I knew about Stealing Creation and how good it was. So I basically wanted to keep all my money for construction because I thought I was going to need it, but it's half now. So probably at like, if it auto-updated to max price each day, I probably would have kept it in until like 10 mil.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, so with steel and creation, you can half the amount of money you need for construction?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Can you tell me how to do some fundraising? Because I spent 13 million on seeds.
How much of that will you get back, roughly?
Not much. So yeah. If you wanted to give me some fundraising ideas that would have relatively little effort, I'm all ears. Specifically, I'd like
Slayer.
Something that brings in 1 million plus a day. So, I don't
Slayering
know, or I could just
boots.
Or I could just go to the aviancies again, you know, and go get some more teeth pulled.
Yeah.
Because that was good luck.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you need some nitrous oxide in your house. You just knock yourself out, because maybe that's all you need. You don't need the operation. You just need to be knocked out for a certain period of time. That's your luck right there.
They didn't use nitrous oxide. It was a general anesthetic. But
yeah, I don't know what they gave me either. But yeah.
Yeah, did it work?
Yeah, I don't remember anything up until the time I got there. I stuck the needle in. I fell asleep. Next thing I knew, I was in the car on the ride home. I don't remember waking up. Don't remember getting to the car. I was apparently having conversations with people on the walk from the chair to the car. I don't remember that. So whatever they did worked pretty well.
Okay, pardon the digression there. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry. Anyways,
rat.
Next up, we got an audio question from Bunny Macaroni.
Hey, RSBNB hosts, here are some questions. What is your favorite episode of RSBNB, and why? What are your worst RuneScape experiences? And, Brad, what are your plans for getting 99 cooking? Keep up the great show, Bunny Macaroni.
Well, since Brad isn't here, we're not going to be able to answer that one, are we? Did you listen to last week's when he had the bet about getting 99 cooking?
I actually don't think I have yet.
He said that if me or Chief don't win Skill of the Month, he'll get 99 cooking. So if Adiv or somebody wins Skill of the Month beside us, Brad will get 99 cooking. I think it was just Adiv, but anyways, yeah, that's what the deal was. Right now, it's looking like Chief's gonna win. So.
Yep.
Anyways,
been slacking off.
I know. That's the fundraising thing. I spent 13 million on maple seeds and stuff. Now it's going to take a good amount of time to farm that back with Quorum. So, oh well. Anyways, the first part of question: our favorite episode of RSBNB, otherwise known as RSBNB Update, since RSBNB is the site, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how you'd listen to the website, you know, unless there's some hidden feature on it that I'm not aware of. But what's your favorite episode, Paul?
I don't know if I have any specific favorite, but I tend to like the end of the year episodes with the clip shows because you get a little bit of everything. So
okay, Warren.
Probably. The April Fool's one of 2005, I think.
Oh, right. That was the one where they all went quiet, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And as for me, my favorite episode is still, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Back in July of 2007. It's true. It's a true saying.
Occasionally.
It is. Anyways.
Occasionally. Yeah.
So I think we covered that question, right?
I'd say so.
Okay.
All that we could.
Paul, you can read the next one.
What do you guys think most people do after they hit 99 in everything on RuneScape? Also, are both of you virgins from Shredder?
So.
Do you want me to start, I guess? Or?
Yeah.
So I've got a couple 99s. I don't have anywhere near all of them. But I guess once you hit 99 and everything, you probably don't have all that much to do. unless you really want to be number one in everything. I don't know. I don't know what would you do after you hit 99. Judging a lot of people that have in the past.
A lot of people that have 100 billion experience in cooking.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why you could go for 200 mil, but...
200 million in farming.
Be on the high scores forever.
That's still possible, you know? If something happens, but... As for me, if I had 99 in everything, I'd just continue to do daily farming runs and maybe Castle Wars, you know, since I think Castle Wars would be fun if you have, like, 99 magic and everything and you have lots of money, so that's what I'd do. What about you, Warren?
I don't think I'd continue playing, but maybe, like, 15 million experience all skills.
Okay. So no 200 million or no,
That would take way too long.
Okay. And virgins? That's a rather interesting part of that question as to why that'd be asked, but okay. We'll start with a Paul.
I am not a Whopper virgin. I can say I've had a Whopper before, but thank you for asking.
A what?
I'm not a Whopper virgin.
Meaning?
You haven't seen those commercials?
No.
Burger King made these commercials last couple months. They brought their famous sandwich, the Whopper, to places of the world that haven't had Whoppers. And they brought those and Big Macs, and they said, which one's better? And the people who haven't tried Whoppers are the Whopper virgins. So yes, I have had a Whopper before. I am no longer a Whopper virgin.
Okay, what about the other kind of virgin?
Yeah.
Huh?
What
about the other kind?
Did I cut out?
Yeah, you did.
Oh. Yeah. Yay, internet here. Yeah, well, I'll let you know. I'll get back to you on that one.
Okay, Warren.
Later date.
Warren?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, me too. That's rather interesting question. Thank you, Shredder. Next one, what's your ideal weather condition inside and outside? Also, I need to choose my classes for next year. Which should I take, HTML coding or Java? That's from Power Crazy. So let's do the weather one first. Warren, inside weather condition and outside?
Oh, I like it snowing inside, and I like it fall when it's outside.
Okay. Paul?
Inside, fairly dry for humidity. Big fan of humidity. And I don't know, probably 65 to 70 degrees Fahrenheit. I don't know what that is exactly in Celsius.
Okay.
But good temperatures. And then outside, I like winter, so I don't really care about the cold. Bring it on.
Yeah. Okay. As for me, inside, nothing more than 21. In the summer... 20 in the winter, 20.5. I'm not really that concerned
about
humidity.
Not huge variance.
No. And then in the outside, nothing hotter than 25. But we can go down all the way to minus 25, and that's fine as well. See, that's the thing, you know. There's places like England and stuff. We're getting lots of snow this week, and you know, it is like a lot, but they only get that like once every 50 years, you know. So it's not something that they're accustomed to, whereas you guys all get a major snowfall every year, you know. So.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, so that's that sort of thing. Okay, HTML or Java? What do you guys think?
I have used neither. I haven't taken any coding classes, so I can't really...
Yeah, you're cutting out.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
thank you, OIT.
And Warren, probably the same, hey?
I haven't taken any, but you probably would do HTML first if you don't know any of it.
Yes. It really depends. If you're, like, Java. I don't know. I just stick with HTML coding unless you have an idea of what programming is. Like, if I ask you a question, what is programming, you don't know, it's probably best that you take HTML. Anyways, thank you, Power Crazy. Next one goes to Warren.
Did you guys ever have any foods or vegetables that you didn't like when you were a kid, but like now? I personally thought that broccoli was gross when I was a kid, but now I can't get enough of it. Thanks, Steven. And I'm sure there is, but I can't really think of any.
Okay. Is there any you don't like now?
No.
No? Okay. Paul?
I can't think of anything. I can't think of anything I didn't like as a kid that I like now. Although I haven't had some foods like cauliflower in a while, so can't say I like that anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. When I was a really little kid, my dad says I like those like processed cheese slice things, and he says I'd go around the house like saying like chess, chess, chess. And I think I also liked pierogies back then, but I don't anymore.
Oh, interesting. The processed cheese is gross.
Yeah. Cheese Anyways. Is bad, I think.
Crafts.
Yes, yes, yes. Good, good, Warren. Good boy. Cheese is bad. Cheese is bad.
Mmm, blue cheese.
No, no, no. One thing Very I did good. Used to like years ago, was cabbage rolls. But those are a delicacy now. For anybody who doesn't know what they are. It's basically what it sounds like, cabbage, and then inside you stuff it with rice or meat or whatever you want. So, yeah. Oh, and Paul, it sounds like you're sitting next to, like, an electrical generator or something.
Really?
I'm sitting next to my
very quiet computer. I'm sorry, I haven't changed anything.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you, Steven. When's the ideal time to become a member on RuneScape? For the good reasons, please. That's from Duke Juker. So when did you guys become members?
A week after I started.
Oh, really? So you were that into it from then, right?
For some reason, I didn't like always this message when you level up, like, members can now do this, and oh, I want to do that. And it's only $5, so...
That's a good point. Okay. But what time of the year did you do it?
April 2005.
Okay. Paul?
I became a member when I was around 60 and all, in attack, strength, defense. I don't remember the HP and other skills. I remember I wanted to get 45 runecraft or whatever it was for nature runes. If you're around that level, that's pretty good time to join members. You've done pretty much everything you can free to play. Unless you just like to PK, in which case, you know, go whatever.
I think that's the same level that I used to use as well for that, because I know I got 60 on Black Knights, and then I went to free to play. I mean, members. Oh, I don't know. I don't know why I'm saying the wrong things tonight. Maybe it's because it's a Friday. I don't know. So, yeah, hopefully that's helpful. But as for time, I don't know. I think the best time to do it is at the start of summer. Then you can look back at over the summer and decide what you've done. And if you liked it, then if not, you can stop or continue, you know? That's what I did. But there was only about a month I was playing RuneScape before RSBNB started. So I've never really played RuneScape without having the site in the back of my mind. So, it'd be interesting to see how things would have happened if that wasn't the case, you know? So, anyways, yeah, that's that. Next one can go to Warren.
Have you ever had a dream about RSBNB? I have. I dreamt that Shane randomly promoted me to events crew, and that's from Earth271072. I have never had a dream about RSBNB. And
really?
No. I don't know why so many people have.
Okay, Paul?
I don't think I've had any dreams about RSBNB, but I tend to forget dreams anyway, so
okay.
It's possible, I suppose.
Yeah, I've had a few. I could tell you that one was that I know I've had more than two, but the last one was the second last one was when was that the two Brads, Brad and Cheapsteak, came here and Mike and I took them out for lunch and sent them on the big roller coaster here. So that was one of them. And then the other one was actually 2 days ago, as a matter of fact, when Mike and I were undercover and we were having lunch somewhere and we had to get out quickly because Chief Snake was working at the restaurant and we didn't want to be seen by him because it would have blown our cover. So, yeah, that was the latest.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So why were you undercover?
I don't know. I don't know what we were doing. But we were discussing some mission or something. I don't know. But we were undercover and we couldn't really tell anyone about anything. It went on to get some sort of clothes and stuff, like new clothing appropriate for the area, because we weren't in Canada anymore, so we had to go shop for clothing, too, that would have been appropriate, so I don't know how that worked, but anyways, yeah, that's sad, and I'm sure there's a whole topic on this, because I know there is for a fact, which you created, so anyways, yes, thank you, that's an excellent question. Next one. I've been a long-time listener, and I love the show. I look forward to it each week. That's so nice to hear, you know, when someone says that, when they look forward to it every week. They're the diehard fans that really are the important ones, you know? Not that they're not all important, but you know what I mean, right? How the ones who will go out of their way to get the show, right?
Yeah, you should become more social with them and stuff.
Well, I have no way of doing that, really.
Open your private chat to everyone.
I can't do that, because then I won't get any agility done.
I've done that.
Start up that video chat, you know. Get the video chat going on Ustream, wherever it is. And, yeah, people so can see exactly what you're doing all the time.
We should be doing video right now or something?
You could be.
Or whenever I'm playing RuneScape and then get some moderators for that, you know? I don't know. That's just opening up. It's just going a little too far, you know? But anyways... Anyways, moving on. How many pairs of shoes, sandals, and slippers do you own? So let's take that one first. Paul?
At school, I've got one pair of slippers, one pair of shoes, one set of boots, and one set of sandals that I use to go into to take a shower. At home, more shoes, a couple more sets of boots, etc.
Okay.
So,
Warren?
One pair of shoes and one pair of sandals that I never wear anymore. And
yeah,
flip-flops made me think of the hip flip-flop thing. I have flippers, too, if those count as shoes.
Okay. Oh, you have flippers, like that you go scuba diving with?
Not scuba diving, just swimming and stuff.
Oh, so flip-flops or actual flippers?
Flippers.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah, see, there's not really much place to use sandals in Canada, if you know what I mean. Right, Warren?
Well, I can... there's lots of places I can wear them and just prefer shoes.
Oh, okay. Okay. As for me, I just have my one pair of shoes. I had a pair of dress shoes before, but they either don't fit now or they... would be too big, which would cause problems for me. So I just have one pair of shoes that I wear. But I also have, like, snow boots under the stairs, which come out in the event I need to go do something in deep snow, which doesn't really happen, maybe once a year. As for our questioner, one pair of tennis shoes, one pair of flip-flops, one pair of snow boots, and two pairs of nicer dress-up shoes. Keep up the good work. P.S. Name is pronounced Naftali. Is that how you'd say that? Naftali.
It's more like, yeah, tall.
Naftali. Okay, there we go. Thank you. Naftali 14. P.S. Check out the RSBNB signatures. Warren can tell you how to get there.
Yeah. You go to the main site and you click the signature button.
Okay. And you can mouse over too, because we have the goal signatures and stuff down there. But anyways. Okay. Next one, Ward.
I have two questions for you. First, what level and prestige are you in Call of Duty 4? I have Call of Duty 4 for Mac, and it doesn't have prestige, and I have 4 gold weapons. How many do you have? And I don't have Call of Duty 4.
Okay. Paul, they don't have prestige on the PC version, right?
Yeah, they don't have prestige on PC. You have to be on a console for that.
Yeah.
So I have 0 prestige because I am special.
I have prestige 4 on Call of Duty 4. I don't have gold weapons because I don't get time because, you know, the prestige comes so quick there's no time to get gold weapons. So, yeah, that's that. Next part.
And my second question is, I was muted back just before the new graphics came out, and I called someone an AZ-hole, was the exact quote, and they permanently muted me, and I am really upset because I spent all my time on that account, and now I cannot talk to my friends there or anywhere. So would you support a 6-month or 1-year mute then when you are unmuted to have a sudden death period, where if you broke any rule, you were banned? Refugee522.
Well,
I think you can talk. You shouldn't be censorvating, and it's not that hard to not do it. And the censor is there for a distinct reason. And I think it's when I see people censorvating on RSBNB, it's just really annoying because you can disable the censor for one. But I don't support a permanent mute for it. But maybe like 3 weeks would be good.
And then the next strike, you're out?
No, like another chance, but after that, you should be banned permanently.
Well, I don't know. I think that the rules are in place for a reason, and like with this case, obviously, this isn't that bad because I think ass is one of the words that's uncensored now, right? If I remember correctly.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to call someone an asshole. I mean, you're supposed to. I mean, you can say, "Well, I'm an ass," or something that's not offensive towards someone
else.
My
ass hurts.
I mean, what he did is offensive to, yeah, like that's not offensive towards anybody. But if you call someone an asshole, that's offensive.
Yeah,
and that's why he, you know,
went around the filter
sensor.
So I don't know. I agree with the guy that if it's serious, he should 1 year and then get a second go, but. But for some cases, like if you're spamming, say, links to a bot site, that should definitely be a permanent mute, and then you're done forever. So, what are you going to say, Warren?
If you just said, like, asterisk, asterisk, asterisk hole to the person, it would get across the exact same message, but it shouldn't be against the rules. So, you have to take the consequences if you're willing to break the rules.
Good point. Anyways, that was from Refugee522. Thank you. Next one. Does farming ever get repetitive to you? Have you ever stopped farming ground because it's becoming dull? That's from Nikatron. And the question is, absolutely not. Never.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. The only time I've ever stopped a farming run in mid-run is when one of the trees along the way isn't finished. For some odd reason, like a timer screwed up or something. But aside from that, I always finish the run when I start it. And I plan on continue doing the farming runs until, well, for a long time. So, yeah, it doesn't get boring to me. Paul?
Yeah, I've never stopped mid-farming run. It can get dull, but the rewards are always nice, so I always keep farming if I can. Because you're running around planting seeds, and that's it.
But go a different way each time.
I mean, but yeah. Then it's longer.
So? It's different.
I've seen all of RuneScape several times over. I keep farming because I like the rewards. I mean, I would not have anywhere near the farming level or the herb lore level if I wouldn't have been doing both. And I do appreciate farming for giving me all this herb lore level. I'm like 85 now or something, so I can make anything in the game anyone wants. I don't know why, but yeah, I enjoy it. It's not something I'll stop, but it's not exactly my most favorite activity.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. I forget who that question was from. Nikatron. Thank you.
Nikatron.
Paul, last question.
What are your favorite and least favorite subjects in... Jeez. What are your favorite and least favorite subjects in the school? I don't even know where that came from, sorry. At the moment, my favorite is science, and my least favorite is math. That's from Flash. Favorite right now is probably differential equations, which sounds really bad. And at least I have really bad... Anyway, my least favorite right now is either statics or thermodynamics, both of which are really bad.
Ooh, what's statics?
It's like physics and calculus, which is kind of an oxymoron because physics has calculus in it, but it's more of the real life applications of physics, as opposed to more problem related problems. It's weird. I hate it. The teacher's not that great either. So
okay. Is that the one you did the imitation of at the end of last show you were on?
Yes, it is, actually.
Oh, okay.
That's the Indian guy. I did the Indian guy.
Warren?
Yeah. My favorite class has usually been visual arts, and last semester was the only one I looked forward to each day. Not that I had the patience to finish the assignments when they had to be done homework, but I do class stuff good. And my least favorite, I hate English.
Oh, okay. Okay. What's visual arts?
It's like drawing and painting and pencil crayon.
Oh, okay.
Everything.
Oh, well, that's good you like that.
You had homework for a class like that?
Well, they give the...
You had...
Well, there's the sketchbook assignments, which are always done for homework, but and the art history, but they give the assignments, and they give you like 2 weeks to do them, and if you're not done by the end of the 2 weeks, you can hand them in, you do them at home and then eventually hand them in, which I was usually handing them in, months late.
Well, that's good. Okay. As for me, I can't, right now, if we're going with classes we have right now, my most favorite classes, there's this one about the active Earth, volcanoes and tectonics and those kind of things. That's my most favorite right now. My least favorite right now is this one called Transportation Economics. For anybody who's wondering, that's basically the economics of building roads, people choosing which way to go when they go to work, or that sort of thing, which probably sounds kind of dull, and it sort of is, but it's interesting. So, yeah, that's what I have to say. But my favorite of all time was either databases or calculus. So, yeah. Thank you, Flash. Anybody else have anything on that one?
No.
Okie dokie. Let's move on. Windows 7 version's released. Paul, I bet you're happy about this.
Somewhat. Not fully.
They're the same name as the Windows Vista versions, but they're classified differently. But based on... Tell me if you agree with here, but based on everything I see, people will be getting Home Premium, pretty much, right? That's the only one that they'll be... pretty much
Home Premium, I think, will be the Home Premium will probably be the most bought version, maybe Professional a bit too, but just because people are used to Windows XP Professional. But other than that, it's either not going to be offered or it's just going to be too expensive. Why bother? You don't really gain that much by going to Ultimate as opposed to Professional or Home Premium. I mean, in BitLocker, there's plenty of free things like TrueCrypt, which are better. Direct Access, I don't even know what that is. And half the other things, you know, I mean, you're not going to use them unless you're in a corporate environment. So for desktops, there's you have two options, basically. It's Home Premium or Professional. So
yeah, or Ultimate if you're one of those people that just likes to have everything, which isn't necessary anymore in my view.
Yeah, and it's going to be limited, at least.
I'm guessing everyone. That they're not going to have Ultimate... Oh, we're talking over each other because of the lag. But go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. I think I was done.
Okay.
I don't know. Lag's on my end. I apologize.
I was just saying, I don't think we'll be seeing anything called Ultimate Extras this time, will we? Because those never really materialized for Vista.
They canceled those for good reason. I don't know why they even thought of that for Vista, but it was a bad idea.
The only one I liked was that one that made the desktop background animated. You know?
Oh, was there?
Yeah, Dream Seed.
I think. Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, if you could buy something like that, as long as it wasn't too resource intensive, that'd be decent. But I don't think I'd pay an extra $40-$50 for the one thing. That's probably the only worthwhile thing you can get out of the Ultimate Extras, I guess.
Well, you could get Windows 7 Starter, which only lets you run three applications simultaneously.
God, that's horrible. they're making that for netbooks, and it says it doesn't count antivirus. It doesn't count any window that's doesn't count any process that's hidden. It'll just count the open windows, and three open windows. I mean, that's not a lot, but being limited to three is horrible. Usually I don't have that many things running, but when you know you're limited to three, that's horrible. I mean, that's
but
really
people are saying that the Ultimate beta of 7 works just fine on netbooks, so you know, that doesn't make sense.
I saw people running Vista Ultimate on netbooks last year. I don't know what kind of netbook it was, but it was running Ultimate. So if a friggin' little notebook from last year can run Ultimate, you can definitely run Windows 7 anything on a netbook fine.
Yeah,
I don't know what the issue is.
And the good thing about this is that people won't be misleaded into buying a home basic computer anymore, because it's only going to be available in emerging markets. Anyways, that's a little bit about Windows 7. Warren, do you have anything to say on that?
No.
Waiting for Snow Leopard?
Maybe. I'm not sure if I'm getting it.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm not sure either if I'll be getting it. If it's just things I'm not going to be able to take advantage of, why waste $100, you know? I could put that towards my hard drive upgrade instead.
Yeah, that's a lot of money for me.
Yeah. Well, you know what you could do, since macOS has no activation or anything. But I'm not endorsing that. Anyways, yes. Gears of War.
Exactly.
The PC version is unplayable. People who tried to play Gears of War on the PC last week hit a bit of a roadblock. The digital certificate that allowed the game to run expired on January 28th, 2009. So basically they said this isn't related to DRM, it's related to the anti-cheat technology. And until they can push a patch, the suggestion is to turn your system clock back to a date prior to January 28th. So,
lame. It's not even funny.
That's why we play Gears of War on the Xbox 360.
Yeah.
Even though, PC gaming is the only way to go, but anyways. So,
PC
I don't know
gaming, yeah!
If you have Gears of War and you're wondering why, that's why, but I'm sure you've already figured that out. I just thought we'd point that out for anybody who had heard of any complaints. Last Saturday, Google blocked the entire internet by flagging it as malware. Did any of you guys see that?
No, that would be interesting, though.
I saw. I can't remember if I actually saw that or I just saw the pictures. I'm pretty sure I saw it, though. Because I googled Google... like they said to do in some article, and yeah, it says this site may contain malware or something like that. It's like, oh god. That's pretty sad if they screw up like that. But
it happened between 6:30 and 7:25 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Saturday, and they saw the message, this site may harm your computer, accompanied with each and every search result. So Google blamed the company that creates their malware list. The company blamed Google, and it just kind of went back and forth. But in the end, it was found out that the problem was caused by somebody adding a lone slash on the list. Because on the web, a slash by itself means wildcard. So, yeah, the entire internet was blocked. But,
sad.
Yeah, so the question is, like, what other kind of damage can Google do, you know? Like, it wasn't real damage because you can still click through it, but you get the point, right? Anyways, so Google not always up to date with their anti-spyware lists. That's it for tech news this week, unless you guys have anything else. I assume not. When do you guys want to take this rant? Maybe you, Warren, can. Since Paul is lagging.
Okay. Since the beginning of the clan chat on August 6, 2007, there has only been one update that I recall, CoinShare. The biggest issues have yet to be addressed. I'm sure you all are familiar with players who like to jump in and out of clan chat while spamming. We'll call them the spam jumpers. I do not have to send out a reminder that this thread isn't for ranting about other players, but a place to rant about our inability to handle the situation effectively and offering solutions to the problem. If we attempt to boot a spammer who is jumping in and out of chat, often we accidentally boot an innocent player, even while the name on the kick option is a spam jumper. This often creates issues in chat with players thinking they are getting booted for no reason. In order to fix an accidental boot, we have to reset the chat to allow the booted player back in the chat. In this case of the owner not being in the chat to reset it, the players with the ability to kick have to kick everyone from the chat just to reset it. Sadly, if this happens, the spam jumper that they've been attempting to kick is also able to get back in. There are some severe flaws in the clan chat update that need to be addressed before players can enjoy it to the extent it is meant to be enjoyed. Solutions. When a player enters chat, they should have a 10-second delay before they can leave chat on their own accord. This will allow players to kick spam jumpers out, thus handling the situation quickly and effectively. Other updates needed to help clan chat. Bigger ignore lists for players and or separate ignore lists related to clan chat that anyone who has been given the ability can access to it. Please allow us to enjoy clan chat as it was meant to be enjoyed and not have it continue to be a nightmare for players who have a large clan chats and small clan chats alike.
Hear, hear. Good rat.
Yeah. Indeed. Something to stop Shane from kicking me.
Yeah, I kicked you by accident on the first day, didn't I?
Yeah, and then a few other times, and then some more times.
Yeah, I don't know. I can tell you that one of them was an accident. But I think you kicked that one on my first day
on that account too. Trying to add me.
Yeah, that's. Oh yeah, right. That's when it happened.
Yeah, I've done that accidentally before too.
This is a problem, I know, because I'm pretty sure that Mike's ignore list is nearing full, and his friends list is also full, so if they could separate the clan chat from the friends list, that would be a welcome addition, I think, because, as this guy says, even if people leave, they can just come in quickly, leave, goodbye, and then you end up kicking someone else, so, I don't know, it's something that has to be done. I'm just really not sure how we can bring this to their attention without causing more problems on the forums, you know? So,
well, it is a year of the improvements.
Yeah, so hopefully this will be coming in unless they just decide to skip it. But anyways, yeah, so that's a rant. Paul, you have anything to say?
Nope. I think that'd be a great addition.
Okay, good. You know, it's hard to find a good rant. I was very happy when I found this one. But anyways, yes, that's it for the rant. Moving on to some other things. The RSBNB Informer is now back to a full-on schedule with our full complement of RS writers and gaming writers. So you can check us out at informer.rsbnb.com. This week we got a translation of Behind the Scenes 09 and a look at Saints Row 2, which we never got when it came out, so better late than never. So, informer.rsbnb.com.
But don't read Total Plox's articles, because they all suck.
No, they don't. His one about Call of Duty being broken was good. It was. Why isn't it good?
Because he's Total Plox.
Oh, okay, and I see you guys have some little thing going on there. Okay, that's fine by me. Skill of the month. This month's the farming skill of the month. As I was talking about before, I spent about 12 million on seeds for this month. So, yeah, I'm competing in that. I'm currently 5 right now. Warren, you're still number 4. Have your seeds run out?
No, I got 80. What's the point in continuing?
Okay, so I'll be passing you tonight then. That's good to know.
Probably. What happened to Mike?
He stopped after 90. Yeah. He just did that to scare people from competing, I think. So
that was part of my reason too.
Yeah, and part of my reason too for getting 250k XP the first day. So yeah, well, we're all guilty on that front.
I got like 450k.
Yeah, so how did you do that?
Well, 50k was from Vinesweeper, but it was two magic runs, one U run, and two fruit tree runs.
And a Calquit?
A Calquit.
Wow. Oh, see, you didn't get banned.
Yeah, that's good. there's like 12 herb runs, too.
Wow, that's more than I've ever done in a day. So that's obviously how you can do that. Right now, X-Blades is in third with 719k XP. Adiv is in second with 848k XP. And our Chief Snake is in position 1 with 1,928 XP. So that's how Skill of the Month is shaping up. Oh, 628. Oops, somehow I flipped that 9 around. I mean, that's 6 around.
The stacks, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, exactly. So, yes, if you're one of the few people who haven't got any XP yet, you have no excuse not to get XP. Just go on a herb run. Anybody who gets 0 XP will be getting a nice message from me asking you why you entered such a great skill of the month without getting any XP. Yes. So. Oh yes, we have a little survey we want you to take. It's our yearly, quarterly, what's the term for every half a year? I don't know.
I'll say biannual, but that'd be every 2 years.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Semi-annually?
Yes, that's it. Yeah, that's it. It's our semi-annual survey that you can take. Visit update.rsbnb.com/survey. There's a few questions on here we'd like you to answer. So it involves rating last 2 episodes. If you haven't, that's okay. Just say that I did not listen. Then there's some chance to actually write to us and tell us what you think about the show. But please be honest. And, you know, it's really not that helpful when you put in things like Brad sucks, Shane's a god. You really shouldn't put those kind of things in there because those don't help us. Those don't help us out. So please don't put those kind of responses in there. If you do, because that really does nothing for us. Anyways, yes, that's that. Also, I want to point you guys to the forums to check out Sig of the Week. Sig of the Week has undergone some restructuring for this new week of entries. So check out the global announcement regarding to that. Basically, we've got a new format in which it's going to be the same way to enter a signature, but instead of being voted on by the judges, it's going to be based on a public forum vote. Yes. So, Warren, what do you think of that?
Well, I guess it's better for the for the community to participate, but
yeah, that's more community participation and stuff. So, I don't know. Check out the forums. Oh my! So, what have you been up to?
Well, I've recently actually in RuneScape done construction, and I went from 88 to 92 in one day.
Okay, when's 99?
I don't. Maybe sometime on March break, or maybe, probably way down the line though.
Okay, how much money do you have left?
32 mil.
Can I have some?
No. You should give me some more money since you have like 83 Slayer.
So, I can't do that. The 83 Slayer drops aren't that good. Anyways, yes.
I bought 10k planks by accident, so someone should buy them from me.
How do you buy that by accident?
I was checking the price of how much 9k would be.
And you hit confirm?
Accidentally, yes. I should have used a calculator.
Yeah. You know what I did once? I wanted to keep... I had 3,500 coal, or 3,300 or something like that. I wanted to keep 3,000, but I accidentally sold the 3,000 instead of keeping 3,000.
I used to keep, like, 5K coal for no reason, but I just sell it now since I know I'm never going to use it.
Yeah. Anyways, as for me, I've been working on farming, obviously, and agility, which I've been taking some flack for because I haven't been proceeding as fast as some people on the Mustard Sky Commission would like me to. But
Kelsey's going to own you. And
I know. Well, Chief is still 100-some-odd K behind me. So that's sort of my security net. Once he starts again, I'll have motivation to start again. So, and I'll beat her eventually in the end, too. So, yeah, that's what I've been working on, aside from the usual school stuff. And I was going to try and bring Paul back in, but I can't because his connection is having problems, and it took us a good 15 minutes to bring him in here in the first place. So I'm pretty sure that he says goodbye. So, yeah. Warren, you have anything else?
No.
Okay, with that said, RSBNB Update 190 is done. We will see you guys all next week. Goodbye, everyone.
See ya.